following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Your pistons are metal. Your cylinders are metal. Your crankshaft is metal. Your engine is made of metal. Yet some oil filters use end caps made of cardboard. Purolator oil filters use end caps made of metal. For better engine protection. So keep it pure with Purolator. Look for Purolator filters at Advance Auto Parts, Meijer, Pep Boys, Walmart, and other fine retailers.
In the USA, we love road trips. But when you hit the open road to see the world's largest ball of yarn...
That's a lot of yarn!
Yep.
Your car goes too. Protect your engine with Mobil Super Motor Oil. Its unique formulation helps prevent engine wear and sludge and extend engine life. Mobil Super for long engine life. Visit mobilsuper.us for more details. Buy Mobil Super Motor Oil for only $2.99 a quart at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer good from May 16th to June 12th. See store for details. Certain restrictions apply.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It is the last day of May. Holy moly. How? I mean, even you think the time is flying by when you have that bad winter weather, and then it's like, oh, we had a good month, and now it's like it's February and March out there. But tomorrow, the first day of June, we've got the Shrine Bowl coming up on Saturday, and we've got Nebraska Danger football coming up on Saturday. Today, Travis Hawk of Alliance, head football coach of the North, is going to join us on the program. Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, is going to join us. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Saturday night's Danger game. We'll also give you a chance on our Facebook page later today. Had a couple of winners yesterday. We're always giving some things away. We've got some poll questions up. Put up a neat little sports story that you may have missed otherwise. So like us on Facebook. We're Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, and join up on Facebook. We'd love to have you. Always a good time there. Got Twitter. Jeff's doing all kinds of other crazy stuff that I don't even pay attention. I mean, I don't know about because I'm old and he's a college grad recent. So there you go. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we've got a lot more to talk about. Josh Banderas, future Husker, getting ready for his senior season at Lincoln Southwest, will be among our guests tomorrow. We'll also talk about the two Big Ten baseball teams with Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network on tomorrow's show. Michigan State, Purdue. We get ready for the NCAA tournament starting tomorrow. So we'll talk about that tomorrow on the program as well. I look back and I go, what in the world? I just can't believe that May has flown by. June, July, and we're into football mode. I mean, we're going to be into football mode before that, but the summer is always fun, hot dogs and media days and everything like that. And, of course, this morning, I'm like Cowherd. Whoa. Of course, we're Nebraska. Why should we care about the NBA draft lottery? But a pretty entertaining game last night with the Celtics and the Heat. You heard it right here on ESPN. It goes overtime. Rajon Rondo got brushed in the face. There's a lot of controversy about whether that should have been a foul, should not have been a foul. Okay, you can call that a foul, but again, folks, watch the play. The ball's out of his hand, and he gets fouled. All right, so if you want to give Boston the ball again, fine. But again, there's no guarantee that that would have made Boston a win last night, although we've seen a lot of teams make comebacks in these playoffs. A lot of, you know, it's like don't even watch the first half because the third quarter – and into the fourth quarter is what matters. Either somebody steps up like the Spurs have in the third quarter and just pull away from the teams they're playing, or you see somebody, again, the Heat last night, and we've seen this time and time again, not just the Heat, but other teams coming from double-digit deficits and winning NBA games. So 2-0 in both series right now, and our poll question is with the Stanley Cup today. Who will win the Stanley Cup? 2-1. Man, it just... The LA Kings, the eighth seed in the West, they go on the road. They continue to impress, and they win it 2-1 in overtime last night. What would be a better system for a college football playoff? 82% said use the top-ranked teams. 18% said use the conference champions. You can vote online at ESPNSuperstation.com. Do that every day as part of our Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. You pick up points, you accumulate those points, and you can turn them in for great gifts. So whether you want a Hy-Vee Deli pizza, some Bridgestone golf balls, some Doug and Daddy t-shirts, we've got RFA3 tickets at the end of next month, Royals baseball tickets, Kearney Raceway Park. You can log on and vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. French Open going on. You interested in that? Both the Williams sisters are out. That's never happened this early before. The men, they seem to be moving along, and when there's no American men to pay attention to, it seems like the interest in the sport definitely wanes throughout the state, our area, and basically outside of the hardcore tennis fans. The U.S. soccer team gets rolled last night. That's right, we're talking about every sport here almost in the first segment. It's a friendly, but Brazil was not friendly. They beat the Americans 4-1, and that's when you're trying to test yourself for future World Cups and international competition that actually means something, and the United States a little bit behind. Pro Bowl is back. Are you excited about that? The Pro Bowl is going to be held, and the NFL players promising Commissioner Goodell that it will be more competitive. The players consider the Pro Bowl an important tradition and that they want to ensure the best players in the NFL are honored for their achievements on the field. They want to make damn sure they get a free trip to Hawaii and that bonus incentive in their contract. That's what Dominique Foxworth, the president of the Players Association, means to say. So that's why we're going to keep having a Pro Bowl, because the players are going, oh, dang, I could... You'd use that $125,000 bonus that I'm pretty sure Calvin Johnson's going to get every year that he's in the league. There's some of those guys that are just guaranteed that they're going to get that when they're in the league. Alfonso Dennard pleading not guilty to assaulting a police officer outside a bar in Lincoln. Online court records say that Dennard's lawyer filed a written arraignment and the plea on Tuesday, the same day that he signed the contract with the New England Patriots. Now, reports are that it took four officers to arrest Dennard, and they were trying to break up a fight outside of the 14th and O Street bar around 2 a.m. on the 21st, and Dennard left the officer with a cut on his jaw. If they really push this, and this really goes all the way, and he was a normal person that nobody ever heard of, he could face up to 5 years in prison. I don't think that's going to happen. He's had a clean record, but I don't know. 5 years and a slap on the hand. There's a lot of room in between there, but I just don't see Dennard getting jail time over this situation. But we'll have to see. I mean, it is serious. You can't be punching cops. So there you go. Steve Sipple reporting today on the Lincoln Journal-Star, Husker fan, that you may not have to go to Hattiesburg, Mississippi again, one of the smallest venues that Nebraska has played in since becoming a national power in the late 60s, holding 36,000. Nebraska played there a handful of years ago, and they're looking about moving the game 2013 to New Orleans and the Superdome. Now, that sounds like that would be a lot of fun. Jeff Jamrog telling Steve Sipple that things are moving in the right direction. I think it's probably a matter of getting the details worked out with the Superdome. Quote, everything's in Southern Miss's hands. We're ready to sign, end quote. Southern Miss Interim Athletic Director Jeff Hammond said back in March, according to the story, that the school could make between $1.2 and $1.5 million after expenses if the game were played in the Superdome. Southern Miss made $400,000 when they hosted Nebraska back in 2003. And the folks that went down to Hattiesburg told me that it was a great time. Small town. I heard some kind of comparisons like going to Manhattan for a Kansas State game. May not be a big place, but it's cool atmosphere. You know, I got no problem with Nebraska going. It's not Nebraska's fault that some competitive teams have small facilities, like Wyoming. That was an outstanding time out at Wyoming this last fall. But if Nebraska does go to the Superdome, that game next year is sandwiched between home games against Wyoming and UCLA. That could be a heck of a fun way to start the season for Nebraska fans next year. Jamrog says they'd be really disappointed if there were any last-minute snafus. So don't get your tickets quite yet, but get ready. Southern Miss's campus is 90 minutes away from New Orleans. Get ready that Nebraska taking on Southern Miss at New Orleans. I remember when Steve Peterson set up the game at Wyoming, a lot of Nebraska fans were unhappy, even though it was a 2 at home, 1 away, and that's what it is with Southern Miss, is that you have to go there, but they'll come here twice. A lot of people thought that the Wyoming game would be moved to Denver at Mile High or Conseco or whatever it is right now, field, and that that game will be played in Denver, but that did not happen, and Wyoming made sure that that did not happen. Folks, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's not too late to sign up. We mentioned it yesterday. The rain came down. I know a few folks got some bad weather, and I hope everybody got through it. Unfortunately, a lightning strike here in Kearney caught a roof on fire. I know some folks, especially south and east of Kearney, got some more hail that they did not need, but that's past. And tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day and time for you to relax at Meadowlark Hills with the 7th Annual Jerseys Golf Tournament. The 4-person scramble has a 1 o'clock shotgun start, so even if you're just hearing about it for the first time right now, you can get your work done today and in the morning. Grab a little lunch there at Jerseys if you'd like before the tournament tees off and head on out. $75 a person, but cash payouts, flag prizes on every hole, and then the awards ceremony is at Jerseys afterward with beers and burgers or whatever it is you would like. Sign-up sheets are at Jerseys. They are just about full up, so give them a call, Meadowlark Hills or Jerseys today for the 7th Annual Jerseys Golf Tournament, which gets underway tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Meadowlark Hills. Speaking of Meadowlark Hills, don't forget their PGA Golf America Family Golf Nights start this Sunday. And I mentioned this yesterday, Meadowlark Hills getting on with PGA's Play Golf America program. And the Family Golf Night gives you a chance to take your youngsters out there, the husband, the wife, whoever's listening right now, your family. And they set up special tees so that the kids aren't playing the par 400-yard, hole from the back tees. You can have them there out in the fairways, and it's just an outstanding idea. And they're coming every Sunday through the summer, June, July, and August. You just make your regular tee time so that the course is open for families every Sunday after 5 o'clock. Even if you've had a long weekend of work, you still have time to go out in the evenings and enjoy a few holes of golf with your family. Special rates, and they're all included to make it affordable as well. So get your kids involved in the game of golf and have a fun time while doing it. Contact Meadowlark Hills, 233-3265. Contact Dave or Scott, the pros out there, if you have any more questions about Family Golf Nights every Sunday throughout the summer at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are going to be talking with Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. They get ready to welcome in the Allen Wranglers this weekend. And we'll also be chatting with Travis Hawk, head football coach at Alliance, who will be the head coach of the North team in the Shrine Bowl. We'll talk to him in the second half of the program as well. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259 where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The state's best senior high school football players from this past season converge on Memorial Stadium in Lincoln Saturday afternoon for the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl All-Star High School football game. And you can hear all the action on Classic Hits 98.9 beginning at 1:15 with our pregame kickoff at 1:35. Numerous future Huskers and Division I football players from around Nebraska will be playing in the top All-Star game in the state. It's the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl Saturday kicking off at 1:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Plenty of sunshine today. Highs will warm into the lower 60s. Winds will be breezy from the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to near 45. I'm meteorologist Phil Jenskow. It's currently 52.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, with you on this final day of May. Glad to have you along with us. National Spelling Bee going on. The six-year-old girl, first of all, psychotic that there's a six-year-old. I thought they had age limits, but I guess it doesn't matter how young you are. She's the youngest competitor of all time, but she did get beat out last night, and now it's on ESPN2, and they're spelling words I can't even pronounce and Daddy's never even heard of, but these kids know how to spell them, and they go all the way through until the champion is crowned later tonight. Always fun with the spelling bee out there. It's just good stuff. I love the National Spelling Bee.
Semolfactive.
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 Yeah.
Semolfactive.
Semolfactive.
Spell it!
Semolfactive.
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 Spell it. Are you kidding me?
Semolfactive.
All you gotta do is spell it.
Semolfactive.
Semolfactive.
Folks, while you're sitting back doing whatever it is, you're relaxing, watching TV, watching a movie, or resting, don't forget that Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance is just right for you. And right now, their Serta Dare to Compare mattress event is going on. They dare you to compare these great offers. Queen sets start as low as $199. Savings on six different models below $699. If you choose a mattress that's too hard or too soft, Bruce Furniture will exchange it for you for the one that's just right. That means no mistake. Even if you take a little lay down on it in the showroom, you think, oh, yeah, this is right. Then you get it home and you go, this ain't working out. No, they're going to take care of you. The iSeries, the iComfort, the Serta Perfect Sleeper, it's all there. And what's better than this? Free delivery, free setup, and free haul away of your old mattress and box springs. They've got guarantees that if you find something better, they're even going to throw in a little deal for you there. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. You can check them out online at brucefurniture.com. There's four locations to serve you in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture, stop by and see them today for their special Dare to Compare Serta mattress event. Anywhere from $199 to $699, depending on what you're looking for, and a 90 to 120-day in-home trial. Take the worry out of buying the wrong mattress as they work with you at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. The Big Ten Conference, recognizing outstanding sportsmanship in every sport, and then at the end of the year, they have their award winners from each school, and Nebraska's Caitlin Burke is the women's winner from the basketball team, and the track and field team produces the men's winner in Chris Phipps. And as we said, every every sport has a winner, and quite a few of those are from the listening area. Jared Crick was the football recipient out of Cozad. Bridget Root was the volleyball recipient out of Grand Island. Katie White was the women's cross country recipient out of Broken Bow. And Jordan Reinertsen of Gibbon takes home the Men's Golf Sportsmanship Honor Award for 2011 and 12 from the Big Ten Conference. Well, Saturday night, finally, they've been away so long, we haven't talked to Mike Davis while they've been picking up those frequent busing miles. And he joins us as the Nebraska Danger take on the Allen Wranglers Saturday night. And Coach Davis, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome back to Nebraska.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What was it like? You had some competitive games, you had some close games, but when you're away from home, even though you get back every week and practice, but when you haven't played a home game in over a month, at this point of the season, that's a little stressful.
Yeah, you know, it's tough waking up in strange hotel rooms and you know, cramming everything in a couple of days instead of having a full week to do it, but you know, it's part of the territory, you know, but guys just got to respond better than what we have been.
Last time we chatted, the defense was carrying this football team. That may not be the case anymore, and sometimes that's injuries, sometimes that's turnover in personnel, sometimes that's other teams just figuring you out. But obviously that has to be a concern if you guys still want to make a push here at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, defensively we're in the right positions. We're just not making the plays, and you know, that goes down with no matter what sport you play. You got to be put in the right situations to make the plays, and you just got to want to make them. And right now we're just, you know, we had some guys that weren't making them, so we made a few changes, and hopefully that, you know, fixes the situation.
Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, the storyline all year was whether Terrell Owens was going to come in and grace the Heartland Events Center. And Danny and I said from the very beginning that the odds would be 5% or less that he would be here, and it became official this week. Is that disappointing to the organization, or how do you guys view that?
I mean, you know, a lot of teams, for us, it really didn't matter. I mean, we get a great crowd here at Heartland Events Center. The fans here in Grand Island have been great to us. So it wasn't so much a concern of us. I mean, heck, I don't want – if a team is going to leave their best player at home, I mean, I won't complain hardly at all.
Have some of your D-backs been talking smack this week? Like, damn right he didn't want to come up here and play against me.
No, I mean, you know, our guys, when we played down there, you know, a couple guys that were here, they got a real taste of how Terrell is. I mean, the kid is not a kid. The man is a constant professional. When we were playing in Allen, I mean, he did everything hard, whether he's blocking, whether he's running a route, whether he's a decoy. You know, it showed guys that, you know, there's a reason he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And personally, I don't want to play against him again. I mean, he didn't do much against us. I mean, I think he caught three or four passes. I think he had one touchdown. But just the constant, you know, attention you have to give the guy, because he can make a play at any point in time, kind of gets you off your game plan, like, you know, guys focus directly on him and not the whole grand scheme of things.
Well, outside of Terrell Owens, what's the level been like this second year? Are you seeing improvement in the players in the IFL, or has the talent level been about what it was last year?
No, the talent level in the IFL has definitely gotten better, and it's going to continue to get better. You know, the word's out that this is a nice way for guys who don't get drafted to get some exposure playing against top-level competition, more of an outdoor scheme. And that allows guys to get good film and hopefully get to the next level. You know, we lost a couple guys to the CFL already, and probably going to lose one or two more. And, you know, it goes with the territory. But the talent level has definitely gotten a lot better.
Mike Davis, head coach, Nebraska Danger, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. That was my next question, Mike. Who are the guys that have moved on, and where have they gone?
Corey Cernsey, the 6'6 receiver from Florida State, moved to Toronto, the Argonauts. Also, Christian Anthony, a defensive lineman we had, is with them. Well, is going to them as well. He's not there yet, but he's going there. And we got a couple guys there. You know, they're interested in a couple more of our guys. So, you know, kind of just play it out and see what happens, and you know, take it one day at a time.
Last time, I don't know if it was last time or a couple times ago, you were just welcoming in. I mean, anytime an ex-NFL guy can be on your team, that's going to open some eyes. And Dede Dorsey was just there for a couple of games. Whatever materialized with that, what went on with him? And you said at the time he wasn't probably going to be with the team all year.
Right, no. Dede actually played, what, 3 games with us? And then the talks with him and the St. Louis Rams got really serious. So they were going to work him out, and I believe, I kind of haven't talked to Dede in a little bit, but I believe he's going to St. Louis, or he's at St. Louis for OTAs or something like that. So, you know, I wish him the best. I mean, he's a good kid, another kid that's a constant professional. So.
Well, Kane has been tearing it up for you guys. Where has this improvement come from, and did you expect this from the beginning of the year?
I don't know if we expected it. I mean, it's tough for a rookie to come in and just kind of showcase his talents and show out like Kane's done. But, you know, the kid works hard every day. You know, the nice thing about it is he gets with his quarterbacks and they throw balls after practice. He gets with our OC and Coach Chin, the receivers coach, and they do drills every day after practice. So that's been nice for him. But anytime you're the top, you know, I mean, I think he had 50 scholarship offers coming out of junior college. I mean, the kid never played high school football. So, really, he's 26, but he's only got 3-4 years of football under his belt.
Amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Maybe I should take the game up. Mike, what about Allen? Obviously, you can give us a little bit more on him since you did go down there and play him. Tell us what they bring to the table on Saturday.
Yeah, 12 veteran team. You know, they're probably one of the most physical games we've played so far this year when we went down there. They don't make a ton of mistakes, but when they do make mistakes, we have to capitalize on them. So that, you know, that's the big thing that we've been emphasizing all week. You know, I think we can do some things offensively, but defensively, if we're going to make this run these last couple games, we have to come to play every week and play like we were playing the first 6 games of the season.
And you touch on it, 3 games left this week with Allen. Omaha comes in on Saturday, and then down the road to Cedar Rapids to wrap up the regular season. What has to happen to play beyond that?
We have to win our 3 games. You know, we're going to have a little bit of help. But, you know, Wichita plays at Green Bay and home against Bloomington, which is, they're fighting for the second seed in the east side of the division. So, you know, I think they got some tough matchups. But, you know, that being said, I mean, we can't fault anybody but ourselves. And we had Omaha and Wichita both beaten. We didn't finish the game. So.
Well, we're gonna petition the league to play 30 seconds left less in some of these games. You know, it's like it's the danger rule. When we're ahead, it's over. But Michael, we'll let you get back to work there. I know, as you said, until this 3-game road trip, you guys had been leading the league in attendance, and I'm sure these 2 games, the next 2 Saturdays, will be no different. It's a fun time, and it's always more fun, obviously, when you pick up a win. And the team, I guess, to leave you on this note, it appears that the team is a lot more competitive throughout the year this year than maybe it was last year.
Absolutely. I think we lost, 4 games by less than a touchdown. I mean, you know, just to be right there and just to have a young team and some guys don't know the critical points in the game, it's like anything. You put new, brand new rookies into a situation, you know, coming from outdoors, you get down 14, 17 points, and they're like, oh, goodness. Same scenario when our fans had to adjust. You know, we were down 14 points a lot last year, and fans would leave because, you know, if you go to a Husker game, you get down 14 points or you're up 14 points, the game's over with.
Well, Mike,
here, you know, things can change so fast.
It is a fun game to watch. Always enjoy it, and enjoy speaking with you, Micah. We'll talk with you again real soon. Good luck Saturday night.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Allen Wranglers, 7:05 Saturday night at the Heartland Events Center. Time to give you a chance to win some tickets. We'll do that in a minute here. But first, our guest taken care of by our friends at BK, home of Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years, the Whopper, and breakfast served daily. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich or maybe a little hotcake, 6 to 11 every morning. Two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. That's where they've got the huge indoor playground for the kids. And next to Walmart with the Internet Cafe and free Wi-Fi and high-def TV, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Also stop by the BK locations in North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington. When we come back, the daddy part of the show will join us. Travis Hawk, head football coach of the Shrine's North team out of Alliance, is going to join us as well. But right now, if you've not won anything on the Doug and Daddy show this week, let's give you a chance to win some tickets to Saturday's Nebraska Danger game against the Allen Wranglers. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Tomorrow on the show, and we already previewed it here today, we're going to talk with Josh Banderas. He's a future Husker and pretty darn good. 6'2", 225-pounder that won the 110 hurdles at the state track meet. Which Lincoln High School is Josh Banderas from? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Which Lincoln High School is Josh Banderas from? First correct caller gets a pair of Nebraska Danger tickets back after this.
Get in the zone!
Gas mileage can suffer the longer you wait to change your oil. And with gas prices so high, regular oil changes can help protect your engine and your wallet. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage for just a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Fight off high gas prices with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hey, coming to Lowe's for all the cool new ideas you need for your summer projects. Right now, buy two solar landscape lights and get one free with six designs to choose from. You're sure to find something that suits your style. Plus, get your hands on the Kobalt 27-piece Extreme Access Socket Set for just $24.97. That's a savings of $25. It's one extreme socket that does the work of 16. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid through June 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won the play pool, the other one to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Plenty of sunshine today. Highs will warm into the lower 60s. Winds will be breezy from the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to near 45. I'm meteorologist Phil Jenskow. It's currently 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Jim from Grand Island. He's headed to Saturday night's Nebraska Danger game. He knows that future Husker Josh Banderas will be playing his senior season for Lincoln Southwest. And by the way, they come to Kearney in week 3 this upcoming season. So That's always been a tussle for Kearney, one of their toughest and most competitive games. Southwest rolled them last year, but that's always been quite a game between those two schools. So Jim from Grand Island headed to Nebraska Danger. Be sure to keep up to date on our Facebook page. We had winners yesterday. We're going to have another winner later today. Jeff's a little sneaky, so you never know. He's going to post it up on Facebook and give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger later this afternoon. And if you want to join us on Facebook, all you have to do is like us at Central Nebraska's ESPNSuperstation.com. Hello.
Hi, Douglas. Good morning.
Daddy had some important meetings today. How many fireworks did you buy?
You know what? I wish I was dealing with fireworks. If you haven't heard, we got some hail in the area. I got some farmers out there kind of on me to want to get some different crops in the ground, some
to actually
beans.
Do something.
Yes, beans. Lots of beans going out.
That's like playing your first game of the year, no matter what it is, basketball, softball, baseball, football. And you've been on the couch for a while.
Right.
And you just got to hit the ground running. It's tough for you.
You do hit the ground running, especially when it's as muddy out there as it is in a lot of places. By the way, love to come in and see the Spelling Bee on. Love to have the homeschoolers have their great day on there. Love. It's just a celebration of homeschooling right here.
Oh, and I'm leading into that because Irish Ken has fired.
Who was homeschooled, I believe.
And was in the Spelling Bee, and we have footage of that. But Irish Ken says, howdy, howdy. This is typical Irish Ken. Although I have yet to watch a pro basketball game this year. I did hear that Miami had 31 points from the free throw line last night. I also heard they shot 66% from there. Now, boys, that's exciting basketball. While tuning into a station to catch a program I wanted to watch earlier this year, I did see the end of one game. Did I hear correctly that with like 2 minutes to go in pro basketball, all fouls do not result in free throws? Irish Ken. I can't believe that producer Jeff was able to dig this up. Irish Ken in the 1928 Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Tombolo.
Definition, please.
A tombolo is a tombolo.
Language of origin?
Latin to tombolo.
Ton below?
No. Listen to the first syllable. Tom below.
Idiot.
Tom below. Tom below. T A M B A L O. Tom below.
Tom below is T O M B O L O.
Goodness. And it also, and this comes from Russ in Pella, Iowa. Gavel, G-A-V-E-L. Ding! There you go. There has to be certain moments each year that you just want to stay away from.
Wait, Jeff was not a producer. He's never heard our buddy Russ story, who won the 7th grade spelling bee and went up against the 8th graders. And the guy from the Channel 7 News in Iowa said Gable, and he meant to say Gabble. So actually, Russ was correct, and he wanted to file an official protest. They were down like the final three in the Iowa State Spelling Bee. That's a true story. And Gabble's got two Bs, and Gable's only got, I don't know, something crazy like that.
And this is what Russ wakes up to in the middle of the night. Oh, coming up, Travis Hawk going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little Shrine Bowl football. But Daddy talked a little bit about at the top of the show, basketball playoffs, hockey, Stanley Cup last night getting overshadowed for some reason. You got an L.A. team in there, and it's still – I mean, you got L.A. New York, and it seems to not be getting the pub that it deserves. And I'm not a huge hockey fan, fine, but it's way different when it comes to the hockey playoffs compared to any other sport, I believe.
No, I think you're right. You know what? Playoffs are just different, and people elevate their game, I think, in all sports. But, you know, you hit on the basketball, start the show. As I predicted, yes, the Heat will go up 2-0 easily last night. No. You know, I thought that, wow, Rajon Rondo. Did you see the little jumper, about 6-8-foot jumper that Garnett missed? That's one of those where you're zeroing in on the front of the rim, and then Garnett in the middle of his shot goes, I think I'll bank this. And that, you know, there's just, you know, if you just square up and shoot the basketball, that goes in literally 95 out of 100 times. When there's indecision at all, it doesn't go in, and it wasn't close. And that was a big, big turning point down the stretch. I thought, Boston, wow, there's some talented people, obviously, on the floor at this time of year. Rajon Rondo, W-O-W, the famous words of Damon Benning, wow.
Well, and it's kind of amazing, isn't it? How did the Celtics afford all these guys?
Yeah, but who do they afford another? You got Garnett, Pierce, Rondo, and I guess Ray Allen would take up a big shot, a big chunk of the salary deal. But I mean, you're probably looking at $14 million apiece for those guys.
Travis Hocke ready to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But Saturday, not only the Shrine Game, but the Mike Trader Hastings Area All-Star Game is at Adams Central Saturday night. The girls at 6, the boys at 8. And this is pretty good talent here, folks. The coaches are from the area. Some of them are college coaches. They've got Hastings College for girls, Doan for the boys, and you've got a couple of how about this? This is just a reason to go all on its own. One of the boys' coaches is Steve Erton out of St. Joseph LeBlanc. Steve Erton's going to be back. Old Vert. He's going to be coaching Old Vert.
Well, he's been around a while.
Well, he talks during the game.
Yes.
From time to time. But, I mean, players from Giltner, Minden, Sutton, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, Hastings High, Ravenna, Aurora, Shelton, Heartland Lutheran with Sam Simonson, Northwest, Grand Island Senior High, St. Paul, everybody. Good Lord. Good on the boys' side, on the girls' side. You've got the girls from Albion coming down who had such an outstanding season. Of course, the Hastings schools are represented. Minden with such a great season again. And Ravenna and Courtney Aikens coming over from Centura. St. Cecilia, obviously. I mean, just a ton of talent coming up Saturday at Adams Central High School at 6 and 8 o'clock.
I want you to look at that boys' roster, Doug. I want you to look at the boys' roster. The kids that you did. Now, you can't comment on the Grand Island kids because I don't. If you saw Grand Island play, you can. You know, if you saw Northwest, you can. If you didn't, that's fine. Your first pick. I want you to give me the first pick. If you're the team captain, who you taking?
Oh my, that's not fair. Oh boy. Okay. Well, here's who's. Let's just. There's a ton of kids here. Now I'm going to leave off. Okay, the kids I did not personally see play, senior high and Northwest, and Aurora. I guess I didn't personally see, and I didn't see Luke. From Deschler play. And the Hastings High kids, I guess I'd have to leave that over to Mike. But I saw Ethan Kreitz of Giltner, Minden sending like their whole team, Bloom, Kissinger, Sinzel, Christensen, Spongeberg, and Wiebe from Sutton. Well, you got Connor Baronic from Ravenna on here with Saborn. Hamburger from St. Cecilia, who's psychotically good, just like Brady Barrett from Adams Central. You've got Barrientos from Central Catholic. Mitch Rash from Shelton, Sam Simonson from Heartland Lutheran, Isaac Stone when he wants to play from St. Paul is amazing. So those are the kids. I don't know, Tony. I'll take Connor Baronic, but I mean, holy schmoly. I mean, these kids are all good. They're all good. I think the thing about Minden is any of those kids could turn it on at any time. But Connor kind of had to do it every night. There's some kids that have to do it every night. And for Minden, you know, Kissinger might have an off night from the three-point line, and the rest of the team didn't matter. Christensen might have a rough night. Carson might twist his ankle and can't play. That's just some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, one of those years that you don't have to – well, let's take him and him and him to fill out the roster. The rosters are full with talented people top to bottom.
Travis Hock going to join us to talk Shrine Bowl when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Registration is open for the Central Nebraska Child Advocacy Center four-person golf scramble this Friday, June 1st at Indian Head. Golf for kids' sake. Set up your team today by calling the Child Advocacy Center at 308-385-5238. That's 308-385-5238. Indian Head Golf Club. Let the fun begin.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head. Indian Head Golf Club.
7,000.
Bigger.
8,000.
Bigger.
9,000.
Bigger, bigger, bigger.
$9,500.
Cool.
Now that's a great big wad of greenbacks. And that's just the kind of savings you'll get on one of the area's greatest selections of Dodge Rams. Over 50 to choose from means Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has your truck today. You can get into innovation this spring in your new Dodge Journey. Seating up to 7 and 26 miles per gallon makes the Journey the perfect family-friendly transportation. 8 to choose from means we have one that's just right for your family. And no matter where you're going, on or off-road, you'll arrive in style in your new Jeep Compass. The selection is great, and the savings are even greater. With over $2,000 off, this is definitely a Midway Best Buy. Come see it and save at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
The Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. The Spurs get their 20th win in a row and do it in a dominating fashion as they take a 2-0 lead.
Oh! And a three is up and in! Oh! And Dunley!
Now the series heads to Oklahoma City where the Thunder look for some answers.
He scores between defenders. Kevin Durant at the rim.
Spurs Thunder Game 3 Thursday night at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Plenty of sunshine today. Highs will warm into the lower 60s. Winds will be breezy from the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to near 45. I'm meteorologist Phil Jenskow. It's currently 52.
Husker baseball team has picked up another pitcher, Daddy, out of Park Hill, Missouri, Dalton Motes, 6'3", 180-pounder. He's only 16. So maturity level might not be there, but he can throw the baseball. Motes is the Huskers' ninth verbal commitment, fifth in the pitching, which obviously they need.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot more. I would be so shocked if you don't hear. And I'm not talking 16-year-old kids. I'm talking junior college kids. Darren Erstad is on the phone. They're on the phone finding these kids to pitch for this Nebraska baseball team.
Shrine Bowl comes up this Saturday, and we've got you covered throughout the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Had a chance earlier in the week to talk with Lee Schmale, the South coach out of Elmwood Murdoch. Now we get a chance on the Doug and Daddy Show to chat with Travis Hawk. He is the North coach out of Alliance. And, Coach, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. It sounds like so far it's just been a great time on and off the field.
It has, and I really appreciate you having us. It's a great experience for these guys, not only to come showcase their talents and be honored for being one of the select few of the best football players in the state of Nebraska, but what you really hope is that they come away from it a changed person for seeing the work that the Shriners do, that the Shriners are just doing really heaven's work here on earth, and the kids' experience at the hospital, you hope that it turns them into an ambassador for not only the Shriners, but so they understand the importance of service in their own life.
And Travis, we talked with Lee before their trip to the hospital. You're in the process of doing that right now. It's all football and all testosterone and getting used to everybody, but it always seems when you make that trip to the hospital, things kind of change for the week. And you've been there before, of course, as an assistant. Just kind of take us through how you see that change happen.
Well, it is just an amazing process. And, first of all, you bring these kids in that every one of them were the best one or two athletes in their school. And we fly into St. Louis, and they're immediately greeted at the hospital with patient ambassadors, young people who have had some sort of a disability. But yet, every one of the kids has just an amazing outlook on life that you can't stop me. I won't let this stop me from doing anything I want to do. And to see the impact that has on our kids is just absolutely amazing. You can see it in their smiles, their attentiveness as the patient ambassadors are given a presentation. Today we flew out at, we got up at 3:30 in the morning, and we're boarding the plane at around 6:30. And but yet the kids are, you know, energetic and asking questions, and you can just tell by being around them that it's making a difference. One of the things we talked to the kids about is when you, after that hospital trip, as we prepared for the trip, we would tell them after that trip, your life probably will never be the same, because you're going to see kids that are going to have lifelong disabilities, but they're not going to let those disabilities hold them back. And, you know, like for me, I always thought, man, if I ever complain about anything after visiting that hospital, then, you know, then somebody better check me out or something, because it is so inspirational to see the outlook on life these kids have.
Travis Hawk joins us. He's a North coach in the Shrine Bowl this year, going on Saturday in Lincoln. Travis, is it strange? Do you wish you had a couple more days before this game to refocus on football, or is that not a concern?
No, you know, for us, it isn't, because we all have two practices again on Thursday and Friday morning, and then Friday evening will be kind of a walkthrough. And so I think ours is kind of the right mix. And we did have 3 days, the first 2 days we were here, so you know, when you're dealing with this caliber of athletes, all of them are football smart. It's amazing how much you can implement and how quickly they pick up a system. And this really brings it all together for the kids. You know, it really does. They understand the honor being bestowed on them, but now they understand that probably for the first time in a lot of their lives, they're involved in something that's way bigger than them. And I think that's an important part of life.
Talking with Travis Hawkins, you said, yeah, it's not like rolling the football out on August 1st at Alliance with some new freshmen out there that you got to make sure they know which way that they're going. But let's talk a little bit about the football game, Coach. Most of the kids from our area are on the South, but you've got some good ones from Grand Island and Lexington. Riker Fife, Sam Fultz, I mean, big-time players out of Grand Island. Talk about what you're expecting to do with them.
Well, those two young men you just mentioned are just amazing athletes. And first of all, they come from what I would consider one of the classiest coaches in the state of Nebraska, Coach Tomlin. He not only walks the walk or talks the talk, he walks the walk. His kids do things the right way, and Riker Fife is just an amazing talent. I don't know that I've ever been around a kid that can throw the ball as well and as accurately as he has thrown this week. It's amazing. And then you put out there with him Sam Fultz, again, another amazing young man, you know, willing to pick things up, willing to, you know, obviously they come from a great program doing things, you know, a better way, and we maybe had a little different way of doing things or a different way of calling plays, and never did we hear, you know, well, this is how we do it. They're willing to learn, and in fact, you know, we picked up a few things that Grand Island did that we'll probably take back to the Lions. So, you know, we've learned a lot from them this week, and then you've got Reynolds and Big Bubba from Lexington. That you know, being Alliance, we traveled to Lexington this year, and I really felt like Bubba single-handedly won that game for Lexington in a lot of ways, because he just knocked the living crap out of us. They put him in the backfield, and he just out-hit us. And so that was a kid that, you know, really coming into it, he was a kid that I thought, man, I want that kid, because he's my kind of kid, kind of a blue-collar, tough farm kid that represents Nebraska football well, I think.
Doug, it's one thing when you get all this terminology that you don't know if it's the same, but how hard can it be? Five shotgun, Fultz fly. I don't know how. Fultz fly. But Coach, obviously you've got a lot of other talented kids, and we joked with Coach Smalley the other day, and we were asking him, who provides the Dave Hester wow factor out there? Who has really impressed you when you don't always see these kids just on film, but when they get into camp, you're thinking, this is a talented young man?
Well, I'd say for me, and I guess, and this probably isn't a real good answer to your question, because he did wow us on tape too, but Jordan Nelson from Omaha Burke has got speed like I've never seen. You can run him. He can make a real smart coach out of you just by pitching him the ball. Another kid is Terry Grigsby from Omaha North. Just a tremendous talent when he gets his hands on the ball. And we've got Dagan Wharton from Lincoln High, another kid that's very athletic. And then you've got, some Class B kids, Danny O'Boyle from Gary. And one of the things we joked about at the very start of camp was we would challenge the South to a 4x4 relay race because we had Fultz and O'Boyle and Grigsby, and we figured we could find one other kid on the team that could break 50, and we'd have a state champion 4x400 team. So we feel like we got a lot of speed. They're quite a bit bigger than we are, but we feel like we got a lot of athletes, so we're going to try to get the ball out in space and see what happens.
Just a couple minutes left here with Travis Hawk of Alliance, head coach of the North in the Shrine Bowl on Saturday. What is your game plan, Coach? Coach Smalley says he really likes their defense. Are you going to line up in a Maryland eye or a wishbone, or are you going to throw it 30 times like they did with Brockmeyer a year ago?
We will not ever line up with more than two backs in the backfield, and I would say we probably won't do that. I would say 10 to 15% of the time we'll have two backs in the backfield. We're going to be four wide most of the time. And we joked with the kids, maybe we won't even run the ball once. So we'll see. We'll see how things go. Our game plan going in is they're a ton bigger than we are. They got a kid that's about 8 foot, 475 pounds, I think, that plays D tackle. And, our deal is to just stay away from him. And let's see if he can catch Jordan out in space. And we're going to try to get Jordan the ball in space. We're going to try to get all of our little receivers the ball out in space. And like I said, Riker has just thrown the ball amazingly this week. And then we also got Reichert from Elkhorn that'll play some quarterback. And he, of course, comes from a traditional power, but probably doesn't have quite as much experience throwing the ball. And so some of the things that we're doing, he hasn't picked up quite as quickly. But he'll probably start at free safety for us. But we definitely are going to throw the ball. I can promise you that. Now, how many or to who, it's a problem I wish I had in the regular season to have Sam Fultz on one side and Terry Grigsby on the other. I mean, that would be, the problem of who's going to get the ball would be a good problem to have.
Travis, it's three phases of the game. You feel comfortable? You got a kicker out there that can knock one through if it's close towards the end?
We do. We got a very consistent kicker. In fact, he kicked about a 50-yarder in practice the other day. It's Drew Farley from Norfolk Catholic, a very experienced kicker. And not only that, but a winner. I think Norfolk Catholic's lost about three games in the last few years. We got, of course, Sam punting the ball. That'll change the field position. If we have to punt, he's a kid that is going to, it's going to be very difficult to return his kicks, 40, 50-yard kick with high hang time. And as I tell you this, he's staring at me smiling. So, and with him, you also are enough of an athlete. If you want to do a little trick play on a punt, he has the ability to do that, too. So that's something that, coming into camp, I wanted to have a lot of fun with these kids. And so we've got some little things like that in that, maybe we'll have a touchdown pass from somebody that you don't even expect to throw one.
Well, Travis, we'll let you get back to preparations and to the hospital trip, and we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And thanks for your time, not only on the show, but for what you're doing with the Shrine and coaching this Saturday. Best of luck to you and the kids.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Coach. And don't forget, Classic Hits 98.9 will be broadcasting the game live Saturday afternoon. Our pregame is at 1:15, kickoff just after 1:30 from Lincoln. Some great kids going to be playing in the Shrine Bowl on Saturday to get the All-Star season officially underway.
I like that they moved it up, and I think a lot of people do because of seeing the level of talent. And yeah, some of those kids aren't playing. You don't have Ty, whatever his name is, from Southeast, Bender that's going to K-State. Yeah. You know, there's some big names out there that aren't playing, but the majority of these kids are still playing in the game.
Only a couple of walk-ons or preferred walk-ons aren't in there. Andy Janovich, can't wait to see him out there.
I can't wait to see Andy Janovich, too, because I'm going to punch him in the face for not coming to UNK.
Well, you hate the Huskers, huh? Daddy hates the Huskers. Ladies and gentlemen, Daddy hates the Huskers.
I don't hate the Huskers.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you hate him. Daddy hates him. Daddy hates the Huskers. Yep, there you go, dork. All of last night's American Legion baseball rained out. Tonight, Kearney posts 52 and runs and will make up their games at Columbus at 5:30 and 8 o'clock.
Doug, I got to tell you about thinkmidway.com. They're open 24 hours a day. You can key in all the information and boom,
like
goes
them,
the dynamite.
Though, right?
I do
yeah,
like them.
Okay.
I'm all about thinkmidway.com. 24-hour-a-day service. You're in the middle of the night. You're thinking about that new car, truck, SUV. Whether it comes from Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, their customer focus that exceeds your expectations. Get on there. ThinkMidway.com. Up to $10,000 off new Ram trucks, plus exclusive bottom line deals on all Dodge vehicles. All new 2012 Chevy Silverados as low as $20,487. $20,487. Talk to the people at Midway today. Think Midway, a better way. It's hassle-free pricing, folks. It doesn't take that long.
Agio. A-G-O-R-N-I-T-H-O-R-H-O-R-N-O-R-H-I-T-H-Y-N. C-H-S-C-H-E-F-F-L-E-R-A-G-I-O.
You heard the judges. Yes. That's all he needed to hear. Yes.
There you go. Spelling bee. Roll it up. Last weekend, big weekend for me. This weekend, big weekend for you. You actually won something since high school. You dominated the fishing world.
Big loser in the game of life, but every once in a while.
You dominated the world there, but you're going to go actually try and catch fish for more than just relaxation this weekend.
Well, you know, it is a Johnson Lake, a big walleye tournament. It's the biggest walleye tournament in the state, I think, in the history. I think it's in the Midwest.
And, of course, obviously the key to this is the right partner, and he's the only reason that I'm surprised he hasn't went more pro and found somebody. But
yes.
you run a mean net.
I do run a mean net, and I have one of my life partners, Buck. He's going to help me out, and we're going to see what we can do. Hopefully.
He drives the boat. He stocks the boat. He gets all the gear ready. He sets your line.
He puts the refreshment in the cup holder.
You bring the cooler and a net. Is that correct?
No.
And very little clothing.
I'll bring some clothing, Buck. Don't worry.
So what do you need? What do you need to win this thing? What's the key? How many teams?
I think there's probably 50 or 60 teams. 60, I think they cap it at 60. I don't think it'll be full. But
you want to talk any smack right now? You want to give any shout-outs to who you guys are going to dominate?
No, I don't want to do that.
No smack talking and fishing?
No smack talking and fishing. You know, if the good Lord shines down on us and we're able to catch something, I think it's going to take about, I'm going to say, 8 pounds a day. If you got 16 pounds, now that could be 2 fish, that could be 10 fish, but I'm going to shoot for 16 pounds.
All right. Well, best of luck. Daddy will be out tomorrow, but we'll be talking with Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show, talking about the Big Ten, two baseball teams in the NCAA tournament, among other things. We'll also be talking tomorrow with Josh Banderas, Nebraska scholarship player that is going to be joining the Huskers next season, class of 2013, out of Lincoln Southwest. We'll be chatting with him. Also, Daddy, Polish days this weekend. They got some pretty cool stuff going on up there. We're going to spend a minute with John Erickson, tell us about a couple of the things that are going on out there. All Polacks unite. It is Polish days in Loop City. Cholesky Brothers playing tomorrow night.
Love it.
Friday night, baby.
We're hearing rumors Alan J. Galloway going to make an appearance in the Tri-City, so I can't wait for that.
Keep that lane of traffic open so he makes it straight all the way to Loop City. Folks, we want to thank today's guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, Travis Hawk, head football coach at Alliance, the North coach in the Shrine Bowl, and Nebraska Danger football coach Mike Davis. We're giving away more Danger tickets on our Facebook page today.
More Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow, 11 o'clock, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!